Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
Well, I didn't have to get 20 stitches, so I'm doing pretty okay.
You weren't attacked by a puma before recording. That's always
a
good thing.
I want to say that the girls are kind of dumb for even like going along with that story, but Peter was telling it in a very convincing manner.
He was selling it for quite a while there, and doesn't seem like the kind of person that could really commit to something like that. So, are we impressed?
I'm not impressed.
Yeah, I'm kind of impressed with his injury overall. Like, it was just what are the chances, you know?
It seems like such a fluke, and I've got to say, them showing us the security footage was in my top 10 Bachelor moments of all time. Is that being too hyperbolic? Like, I think it was that great.
It was really good because they were doing like that reenactment thing, the cheesy thing.
Yeah.
But the fact that they actually dug that out and found it, you know?
Because when we first heard about it, and we try and avoid spoilers, but this wasn't really a spoiler. It was just kind of was news. We mm-hmm. knew Peter got hurt. Mm-hmm. And so what it sounded like, and the way I understood it, was like him and Chris Harrison went golfing.
That's what I thought. Because we knew like there was a golf cart and wine.
Yeah, he was like having a margarita or something, and he fell out of the golf cart and like fell onto the glass.
Like, we thought he was drunk or just, you know, like really partying it up on his day off or something.
Yeah, so I was really glad to get this clarification, because even after he talked about it, I
it's confusing.
Still didn't really get what was going on. Like, it confused
behind
me.
It was confusing that
because he was like, well, I hit my head off the golf cart, and then me and Ethan were like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Like, there's a part on the golf cart where you would definitely cut your head. And then he was like, but then like I like fell into the glass and I hit the glass, and I just didn't get it. So I'm so glad we got the clarification on video, and it was hilarious.
And he was near a golf course. He was just like outside the hotel lobby, basically. It seemed like he was just getting transported to his where he was staying.
And he like, so for those who didn't watch the show, what happened was he was getting in the back of a golf cart, you know, probably getting transported across the resort to his room with his luggage or whatever. He got into the golf cart, but yes, he hit his head off of the golf cart. And then I think he kind of like, in like an overreaction almost, he like threw his head the other way, which like got thrown into the glass he was holding, and his
head.
Yeah. And his head broke the glass, and that's what the cut was from.
Yeah. It's almost like the hitting the roof of the golf cart pushed his head into his other hand or something.
Yeah.
And there were about five other people in the golf cart. He's probably just like trying to catch up, like, okay, let's keep it moving. He wasn't really looking at his, you know, carefully getting in carefully. And yeah, it's like a life lesson now. Now I will always be careful getting into a golf cart. Not that I ride in them very much, but you never know.
But just in case. Yeah.
Now I know that you have to be cautious. Yeah. So, and I also thought that because we had all this extra footage this week, 5 hours total this week, I thought they were going to do like a big dramatic, like Peter at the hospital, we don't know what's going on, and make it into something for about an hour. And they really breezed past it. So
yeah, I'm kind of glad.
Yeah. The women really carried this show. It must be just all the fighting. They had to build out 5 hours. Do you think it's warranted, Haley?
I don't know, because I will say last night's episode didn't feel like 3 hours to me. And I think part of that was because City TV here in Canada, they know what's up. And whenever it's a long episode, they start the episode at 7 o'clock. So it'll still end at 10.
That is nice.
Yeah. And so Ethan and I didn't get home until probably about 7:30 last night. And then we started the episode. And then so we were able to fast forward through a lot of the commercials and then still be done at 10.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Yes. We believe it or not, we started the episode wrapping up with Alea, who we thought was joining the women. Peter dramatically gave her the rose last time, made that bold move of saying, I want to trust my instinct, not rely on how the other women are acting, want to make my own mind up. So she has a rose coming into it. He revokes it.
Yeah, this was really confusing to me. I think part of it was that we like stopped the episode partway through. Like we didn't get the conclusion of last week. Last week it ended up being this week, and so I forgot that it wasn't a full new week and that he did revoke the rose. And I feel like I look down for a second, then I look up again, and then he's telling her to go home, which doesn't... Did she go to Costa Rica? Like, did that happen? Mm-hmm. She didn't.
No, she came to Cleveland without a rose. You know, right. She had been eliminated, and then he gave her the rose on the group date. And then at the Cleveland cocktail party, he took it back again because he's still... Then the women were saying they couldn't trust him. So then he's influenced again by the other women.
Yeah.
Not trusting his instinct. I think it has to be that either way, Alea wasn't his like top four. So why even
bother?
Yeah, I think he felt bad, but then felt bad for Alea, felt bad for not following his rules that he set out for himself, then saw that it backfired with the women and just was like, you know what? I want to minimize the drama. Yet the drama continues, so
hear me out for a second.
Yeah,
is Peter stupid?
You know, we'll get to the date with Kelly, and I was really annoyed with him during that date. He's not smart. I don't want to say he's stupid. He's obviously very smart, like maybe like very technically minded. He's a pilot, so maybe not emotionally aware.
But like thinks he is.
Right. I think he can be easily manipulated or get kind of whoever he's talking to. He'll get confused if it's not, you know, like someone can easily sway him from one conversation to the next.
Yeah. It's just a tough look for him. It's a very tough look.
For sure. Yeah. Let's see. So he lets her go, and the women, even when he's walking her out, he's holding her hand, and they're still like, oh my gosh, she's holding her hand, like we might as well just leave, look at that. And then she's eliminated. They just are not having it. But everyone's happy she left except for Alea, but she just sort of seemed resigned to it, like, yeah, it's too much, I need to leave anyway. So we have the rose ceremony then. And he gives roses to Madison, Sydney, Natasha, Lexi, Hannah Ann, Sheehan, McKenna, Victoria, Kelly, Tammy. Kelsey and Victoria F already have their roses. So at this stage in Cleveland, he eliminates Kiara, Savannah, and Deandra. No real shockers there. We didn't see a lot from any of those three.
No, none of them. I can picture Kiara.
Right. Deandra was shocked, though, so they had some footage that wasn't aired, let's just say, maybe. So going on to Costa Rica, I thought it was interesting. We start getting these confessionals from Kelly that we haven't seen before. So we've, up to this point, we've seen her talking about fate.
And we saw her week one, and then we haven't seen her since.
She's fate in the background. She hasn't jumped into the drama. So now we see her saying, like, you know, I'm tired. I like traveling. I'm just looking to have fun. I mean, he's dating so many other girls. Just a different tone than we normally see. I was getting Charlene vibes. How about you?
Oh, good call. I wasn't really sure what kind of vibes I was getting, because it's like the show wanted us to think that it was like not the correct direction. Mm-hmm. But because our brains work properly, we were like really... You know, we got where she was coming from.
We're like, that makes sense.
That was like a mature adult response to all of this. But, you know, I'm happy she did get a one-on-one date this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like they're setting us up to not like her, but it's not really working for me.
No, but it makes me like her more.
Yeah.
Because in her one-on-one date, and I don't think it was the second one-on-one date, she was coming off as a little distant, but I think she explained herself well. And I understood where she was coming from, but like Peter was like, oh, I don't, what do you mean? Do you want to be here? And she's like, yeah, I just like, I'm tired of the BS and that's fine.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we can jump to it because it's just, these dates kind of stand alone, and especially Kelly's, because she just wasn't part of any of the drama. So her date is kind of like in its own, you know, like isolated thing. So
like, we have not seen this woman for 3 weeks.
Right. She seemed kind of like, yeah, I guess I'm excited for this date. I mean, I like dates. I like doing new things and I like exploring the country, which is what we like think should be the goal of anyone going on this show, is just like, enjoy your time.
So they go on the shaman date, which I always hate.
Yeah.
Because it always feels like it's very, oh, look how primitive this culture is. They still have shaman. Right. It's like,
well, yeah, we put it in every place we go. So, yeah.
I don't know. I'm tired of that. And Kelly was just kind of like going through the motions of it, which is fine. Like, she's just doing it. It's everything's okay. But they were obviously editing it to make it seem a lot more awkward than it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when they were having their conversation, just Peter, he took such offense to her saying like, yeah, I came to this realization that like, why stress about it? Like, I should have fun. And it's like, well, I'm not here to have fun. I'm here to find my wife. Look at all these other women that are like having photo shoots, getting their Revolve clothing. Like,
they're 23 and a half. They're like, fun.
Yeah. They're there for brand deals. So
you're telling me, Peter, that making out with hot people under a waterfall isn't fun for you? Like, that's a lie. You're having fun.
Right.
Sure, you're here to find your wife or whatever, but like, you know, in the reality, in the mathematics of it all, are they really, he might not end up with the person that he, you know, wants to be with, like, or ends up with here. And who cares? Love is stupid. Everything's a social construct. Shut up, Peter.
Yeah.
Pick Kelly. Just pick Kelly now. Obviously, she has more sense than any of the other women here.
Well, they're trying to like make her look like she's so, I don't know, distractible, not focused. Like, he's reading her what sounded like vows from his parents' vow renewal, and then she sees a lizard behind him, and like, that should be a lighthearted moment, but they made it seem like, oh, she's not even listening to his profession of love. So where do you think it goes from here? Because he does give her a rose.
I'm hoping that Peter will eventually be able to wade through all of the BS of everything else that's going on, because I don't think Kelly's the one distracted here. It's Peter being distracted. Kelly knows what she wants. She wouldn't be here if she didn't like Peter. And I truly believe that about her. Where Peter, he just keeps getting distracted by it. Like, Alea, oh, and what's she doing? And should she be here? And, you know, sending her home, but then maybe bring her back, but then like sending her home again, and then getting caught up with Victoria P and Big Victoria F, and then Kelsey's drama, and then, you know, do people like Hannah Ann or not? And then it's just like, it's all stupid. He's the one who's distracted, and he's projecting on her.
Yeah, I think he's almost intimidated, or doesn't know how to deal with someone who is so normal, maybe, because he's surrounded by all the drama of the other women, because she calls him out on it too, like, I was kind of thrown off that you seem to be feeding into the drama.
Like, good on her.
Right.
Great. That's why I like her, and I love Kelly, and I love Natasha, because they are the two women who, you know what they want and aren't going to put up with the other bullshit or his bullshit.
Right. Yeah, we're kind of
which is exactly what he needs. He needs somebody to call him on his bullshit, because I'm sure he's had a nice 6 months of everyone telling him how hot he is and how nice he is and what a great guy he is and how he deserves this. And so I think it's nice just for a little BS calling out on.
Yeah, I agree. So we have in Sydney, we have. Not in Sydney. I'm looking at my notes like, no, they're in Sydney, Australia. No, Sydney is on a date in Costa Rica. She's the other one, like, it's the one-on-one. And they go on a helicopter, and he talks about how she's mysterious. Do you get mysterious vibes from Sydney?
No, I get bland vibes from Sydney. like she's, I get why he thinks she seems mysterious, but I think it's just because she's doesn't have like a lot going on.
Yeah, she's the one who warned him initially about Alea, and a lot of bachelors take that as a red flag, and they don't like the person that gives them that, like, kind of stirs the pot like that, or talks about the other women. But he has seen it as, oh, she's looking out for me. But I think he's just looking out that she's really hot, and
fair.
Like, we get a lot of making
and apparently
out.
She's the best kisser.
Yeah, what did you think of him telling her that? I don't know that leads have told the other ones, or if they just tell it in their confessionals. I don't know.
You know, I'm just not sure. I don't know.
Because I remember Becca saying that about Jason, but she didn't. I don't think she said it to him. She wasn't picking him. You know, she said it in her, like, kind of explaining why she was keeping him around, kind of thing. Somebody tweeted, I think it was Becca Tilly, saying like, "Yeah, if I'm with Peter at the end and my name is not Sydney, this is going to cause a fight." So I could see that happening. Like, I wouldn't want to hear that at the end of it. Like, wait, you're saying that about her? I don't know. And then he's a little more on her background, but I feel like we got that last time, and I think he just forgot because he was like, wait, so what's your Dominican? I don't know. I feel like they talked about the last time they were together.
They did.
So it's not the best recall. So he did just get bumped in the head. They bumped.
Also, I think he maybe, like, I feel like he does this, and we saw it before, where I think he knows, but he's just trying to make conversation and doesn't really know how. Mm-hmm. I feel like we saw this in a cocktail party earlier, where he's like, hey, so what about this thing? And then he goes, oh, yeah, I have this gift about it.
Oh, right. Like, what did you do? What was your entrance? Like, he's trying to give a prompt. Maybe he's thinking
that
they're
going to
cut it
out. Oh, yeah, I have
this
little car about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, let's just start talking about it, but they actually show him asking. Yeah. When they're kissing, she bumps his head and the wound opens up again. Or it didn't look like it felt very good. But then they go to a waterfall and just some heavy making out. So that's kind of that one-on-one. And then we have the big group date with Shianne, Kelsey, Victoria F, Madison, Natasha, Victoria P, Lexi, Hannah Ann, Tammy, McKenna, and it's a photo shoot date, but this one has real stakes. It's kind of like the Revolve fashion show. Like, this is a pretty good prize at the end of it.
It really takes me back to America's Next Top Model.
It was like that, like the way they would show the shots. So it was the editor of Cosmo and a photographer, and I guess all of the women, or most of them, they're kind of in group shots, paired up, or in groups of three. They are going to be in Cosmo, the March issue. So it's probably coming out, maybe on newsstands already. But whoever wins, based on what the editor sees, gets the cover of Cosmo. So, and Hannah Ann, professional model, is on this date, probably thinking she is in the running. But who ends up winning is Victoria F., who was kind of her rival on that Revolve date. So kind of interesting there. But yeah, it looked like a fun date. I love the pictures.
Oh my God, so beautiful. I love them. There's one of Lexi and Natasha, just the two of them, that, oh my God, it's so beautiful. It makes me angry that he sent Lexi home based on this photo.
Yeah, totally.
It makes me mad that he sent Lexi home in general. Like, I was really starting to dig her.
Yeah, and Shianne had a really good picture too, and I think she went home, right? So yeah, he wasn't looking at the final shots. I mean, he should have judged based on that. But we did get some news about the status of this so-called cover of Cosmo. What did you find out about that?
That they're of the digital copy, they are taking the Victoria F cover off of it. And because the print copy, they already have that going. But because of Victoria's F modeling for the Marlin thing that says white lives matter and blue lives matter, and that's not what Cosmo stands for, they're not giving her the cover.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
The editor of Cosmo tweeted out a statement, or released a statement, and basically said, well, like, we just knew these women's names and we had little to go on. We didn't know who was going to even show up. So, you know, as things came out, my team decided that we, you know, didn't want to, this woman didn't represent us. But yeah, do you think it'll be a collector's item if it's, you get the newsstand version?
Maybe. I'm going to buy it. I was going to buy it anyway, honestly.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. It's like a fashion spread, swimsuit spread. So I'm kind of curious if they did any like writing about it or, yeah, kind of interesting. First thing we've seen like this where they're, I don't know, like when they do photo shoots, they're normally for something silly that doesn't actually happen, you know, or a fake runway thing. So it was a cool prize. So a little bit atypical that maybe be stripped away from someone. I don't know if Victoria F has released a statement on that, but oh well. Should have thought about that the last modeling gig she had. And then we talked about Kelly's one-on-one.
Yep.
So really, the big event was back at the resort. Kelsey didn't react well to other women getting the one-on-one. So Sydney got that first one-on-one.
Kelsey, like, have you seen this show? Like, I get being a little upset, but you literally went on a one-on-one last week. Sorry, yours was in Cleveland and not Costa Rica, but you can't win them all.
You think that was really what was at the heart of it? Like,
I would have been upset.
Like, oh, he's going to think back on our date. And she kind of alluded to it. She's like, I had a great date in Cleveland, but like, now they're going to go on these really cool dates and I might get lost in the shuffle. Like, it was more so that, I think, than her just like, I can't handle that he's on any other date. It was jealousy, right? Like,
yeah.
Jealousy about the situation.
And like, probably she was a little tipsy.
Right. Definitely tipsy. We do see it. There's always usually one woman a season. Usually it's the person that gets the first or second. Like, usually we think like the Madison of the season. Mm-hmm. Like, she had that first one. She met his family. That then she would start to unravel because it's been so long since she's had her date. But yeah, this just happened. You know, now you get to kick back at the resort and you're in Costa Rica. I think enjoy it. Like, you got your one-on-one out of the way. You had it earlier than these other women, so that bodes well. You might get another one instead of just having one.
Yeah.
So yeah. So she has her crying moment throughout the day and the other women are kind of, you know, making fun of her, a little concerned, but especially Tammy. So what did you think of Tammy's reaction to Kelsey?
I will say I understand that she was annoyed by Kelsey and like what she was saying, because Tammy hasn't had a one-on-one date. Kelsey just did. But I think it's really unfair to tell Peter that she has an alcohol and a pill problem. It's not cool.
Yeah, I was really liking Tammy with her confessionals and, you know, just kind of sharing her thoughts about like, whoa, like we're all thinking this and we signed up for this, and just like she had funny reactions like, I'm gonna burn this place down if, you know, I don't get a rose, so that in Cleveland. So I was really enjoying Tammy, but she took it too far, I think, on this, where she brought it to Peter. It really wasn't her place. It wasn't something that, like, Kelsey was doing wrong. It just wasn't the way Tammy would go about things.
And it doesn't have to be the way Tammy goes about things. Like, rise above it, Tammy.
Right. Yeah, there would have been a way to make her look like a better person by saying, like, I tried comforting her, but, you know, maybe you could say, like, yeah, I'm like, there's women here that, you know, they're having a hard time with, you know, they had a one-on-one and I'd really like to have that one-on-one, but I like our group dates or something. Like, maybe she could allude to it without calling her out and definitely without saying she has a pill problem for taking her like prescription drugs and,
oh my God,
birth control. So when did Tammy first bring it up? Was it on the group date or was it at a cocktail party?
Well, didn't they skip the cocktail party?
Oh yeah. So I'm trying to think, when did she... She must have said it on the group date then.
Yeah.
Yes. So she said on the group date, kind of hinted at it, said she was emotionally unstable. And then then Peter brings it up to Kelsey. That obviously doesn't sit too well.
And, no, of course not.
Right.
I would be upset too.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, Tammy's telling me that she's never been a little too tipsy and been in a like a emotional environment and cried a little bit. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I get it. I get where Kelsey's coming from. She's upset. And sure, I think it is an overreaction, but like this whole environment is such a insane pressure cooker of emotion. And I think Kelsey is a little bit more emotionally fragile. Like I am too. I am pretty soft and delicate. I would probably cry.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not fair to just jump to conclusions that she has a pill problem.
Right. Right. Or a drinking problem just because she was, you know, drinking during the day.
Yeah.
What else are they going to do?
In Costa Rica, you're not going to drink by the pool. Come on.
Right. So Tammy had warned her. Then he calls her back. He gives the group date rose to neither of the two involved in that. Gives it to Hannah Ann. So she didn't win the cover, but she wins that group date rose. She alluded to like saying she was wearing her group rose ring. She have a lucky ring for getting the group date rose. Seems to be working,
I guess.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of that before. And Kelsey didn't really find out who warned Peter exactly, but it seems like she figures it out once she's back at the resort, probably talking to different women. And I think Tammy maybe, I can't remember exactly, but I think Tammy maybe like clues her in a little bit on like, yeah, I said this, but I didn't say this. Then Kelsey decides to go over to where Peter is staying. Didn't seem like it was that far, just a short little jaunt. And, you know, we've seen this move done before too.
I like this move.
Mm-hmm.
I think she needed to get something off of her chest and in a way where nobody else was going to interrupt her. Mm-hmm. I think she has, that's a big accusation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she had time to kind of collect her thoughts because it's so hard if someone comes at you with something that you are totally blindsided by, you're in that group date setting. How do you even know how to respond? Because you wouldn't even expect that to be thrown at you. Like maybe the champagne gate you would expect, but Peter's totally forgotten about that. So he doesn't see Kelsey as having any drama. So for her to go over there, talk it through and say like, yes, I was drinking. I was tipsy, but I don't have a drinking problem. And kind of saying that Peter didn't hear the pill popping thing, but Kelsey brought it up that there's these rumors being spread about her and she wanted to nip it in the bud before it got to him, which I think is fair as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see a move that we haven't seen before where he goes off and gets a rose to give her right then to walk back to her, where all the women are staying with a rose.
That's and see, this is where I think maybe Peter is dumb. And he doesn't realize kind of what impact that would have.
Yeah, because we saw Kelsey's going to get
all the brunt of that. And she did. And people were like mad at her. But, you know, Kelsey didn't go and ask for it. She was just trying to like, God, I sound like such a huge like Kelsey stan. And I'm not. Like, I think she's a little nutto.
Yeah.
But I don't think she was like in the wrong that much in this episode. God, like, do you think the producers were like, Peter, give her the rose? Like, let's stir this pot even more. Like, I don't think they're going to see that to Peter, but I wonder if that's their thought process.
Yeah, like, maybe he got up on his own. Like, they didn't tell him, like, go get up. And because he's like, hey, can you hang on a sec? So he probably went and asked, like, hey, can I want to make her feel better. Can I give her a rose? But I don't know that. Yeah, I'm sure they were like, yeah, great idea. And, like, make sure she, like, brings it back, wears it. Because he said something to her, like, no, wear it proudly, like go back there, because Kelsey was so hesitant to take it. She was like, but I have to go back to them. And so she knew how it was going to be received. She felt
because
really
she
awkward.
Might be a little nutto, but I don't think she's stupid.
Right So she knew how they'd react, but she obviously wanted to be safe and have that security. So because I can see other past contestants who would have taken that back and lived it up and like flaunted it. Like, yes, like he wants me. Like, you know, she was cautious. She, you know, did what she could. She had to come back and stand with them. And they were all kind of sitting around talking about they happened to all be sitting around staring at another rose that was Hannah's. So just conveniently, they're all waiting. And yeah, she showed up and did not sit well. And then they got especially upset when they found out that the cocktail party was canceled. Classic move, because Peter knows what he wants. He's not wishy-washy anymore.
Apparently. Congratulations, Peter.
Yeah. He knows which two women he wants to send home. So this makes them all very upset because it's like the timing of it makes it seem like it's because Kelsey went and talked to him or because Kelsey said something, which it isn't. I'm sure he was going to do that anyway. And McKenna especially is freaking out. A lot of clips of her tongue moving back and forth. Do you notice that?
Yeah. So Ethan mentioned to me, you know, like he said, do you think she's just trying to be a meme? And I just don't think so.
No, that's what I thought. I'm with Ethan on this. Like, because she was so deliberate every time. Like how?
But if you're a fashion vlogger, I'm going to assume that you're a little image conscious.
Right.
And would you really want that to be your, contribution to the world and to the internet?
Well, you know, like Olivia's mouth way back on Ben's season became like its own Twitter account. So like, does McKenna's tongue, like, is it already out there? I would have to think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, maybe that's her role model. But it is a weird, like, I don't know, she's conquering new territory, like being a GIF or something. I haven't seen them really floating around, but they have to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just, yeah, maybe. So you think maybe it's more just like her nervous tic. Like she doesn't realize she's doing it, like someone that twirls their hair.
Yeah. I just can't see her being like super deliberate about making really weird faces.
Right. Yeah. Okay. We'll have to find out. She's always the one that thinks she's about to be eliminated and thinks that Peter is going to be really unlucky to not get to know how amazing she is. So she decides to take her time. Well, first we see Tammy do it. Tammy's like, Peter, wait, he's about to give out the roses. Like, can I talk to you? So Tammy's trying to clear her name. She wants to know what Kelsey said about her. I don't know. Do you think she did a good job? Do you think it affected anything?
I don't know if she did a good job, and I don't know if it affected anything.
Yeah, I don't think he changed his mind about Tammy or McKenna. I thought it was interesting that he decided to keep Tammy because it seems like he always wants to get rid of one person who's in conflict, like with the Leia thing, but maybe he just needed more time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad he didn't get rid of her just because he did get more of Kelsey's side, even though I think Tammy was in the wrong in this situation.
And then McKenna, like, McKenna. I get why Tammy did it.
Mm-hmm.
McKenna, I just think she just like needs as much attention as humanly possible and can't function when other people have more attention. And then she saw Tammy do it and she's like, oh, maybe I should do it. And then she did it.
Right. She didn't want Tammy to take her spot. Didn't want to miss, like, apparently she had some big thing to tell him, but I don't know what she told him when she sat with him. It didn't seem like any major thing. But like, I had this big thing I was going to tell him tonight. I needed that time. So she took the time. And then it made other women really upset because, you know, it's like, okay, are we going to do a chain reaction thing? Just do a mini cocktail party. But yeah, it makes it look like Tammy and McKenna were like save themselves, basically. It's like when everyone stands up at tribal council or something. It reminded me of that. So we have the rose ceremony after those two talk to him. So Hannah, Kelly, Kelsey, Sydney already have their roses. So only 6 roses left to give out. So it'll be down to 10. Victoria F, then Madison, then Natasha, then Victoria P, then McKenna, then Tammy. So we lost Lexi and Shan.
Shan, it's just like, okay, we've been waiting for her to go since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But Lexi, damn, I am upset about Lexi leaving.
I know. She seems normal as well. And I mean, she was upset about the Leia drama, but she doesn't seem to get involved in it too much. Seems like she speaks her mind, but isn't fanning the flames. And they seem to have a connection. So I don't know. Strange. Do we know where they're going next? They say.
Chile.
Oh yeah. Cool. Yeah. So that is
That's the episode. Look at us covering 3 hours and 30 minutes. I think that's pretty impressive.
That's a record for us.
Yeah.
You know what we didn't get to yet, though, is the Bachelor News of the Week. There were
some
stories.
And every week we go on and I say, God, there was something else I wanted to tell you about and I can't remember. Mm-hmm. And now I can't remember if I texted you. Oh, no, I Instagram DM'd it to you.
Mm-hmm.
That one of our favorites from Bachelor Winter Games, Lily.
Oh, yeah.
She's the Bachelorette New Zealand, but she's not the only one. There is going to be two Bachelorettes. But unlike Britt and Caitlin, they're both going to be on the whole season.
That's really cool.
And they, I guess
they're friends already, or
yeah,
they're
really good friends.
It's really interesting.
So, and you know, in I guess the other woman, I'm sorry, I can't remember her name. She's like a doctor, and she is looking for marriage. And Lily, she's, you know, she is only like still 23 or 24, and she's pretty open that she's not going through this process to find a marriage. And she said she's really appreciative of the Bachelor in New Zealand for, you know, inviting her on to do this, knowing that's not where she is in her life, because she appreciates that they're making those relationships valid, that, you know, you don't have to get married to have like a solid relationship, which I completely agree with. Like, that's great.
Yeah. I mean, she and Courtney seemed like a really good relationship. They're still friends now. That came out of Winter Games. That's really cool. Yeah, because wasn't she like 21 then?
Yeah. Wow. And he was like 31.
Yeah. So, yeah, listeners, if anyone's out in New Zealand or knows, or isn't in New Zealand but knows how to watch it, we'd like to get those links.
Mm-hmm.
Check out at least the premiere. That'd be cool. Yeah, so that's cool. That would have been interesting if they had done something like that with Britt and Caitlin, but you know, it's the US Bachelor, so they're not gonna do that. They have to pit them against each other.
Yeah.
And then last week we forgot to talk about Tanner and Jade, the fantasy football $1 million winnings that Jade won. They were stripped of that because of the cheating allegations. So
yeah, they were.
Yeah, I think they're still doing okay. Yeah, I think I don't have the technical details, but I guess when you lined it up, it looked like maybe they were
colluding.
Yeah, colluding.
Like collusion.
Yes. And then one of our couples that we enjoyed from Bachelor in Paradise released a statement that they are broken up. Kendall and
Joe.
Yeah, so. Did they even release statements on Instagram? They didn't do like the typical posts where like the heartbreak posts or like the reflective posts. I feel like it was just released into the news, but not part of their feeds, which is
Yeah,
different.
I agree with you. Yeah.
I didn't pick up on it. You had to let me know. Yeah. Is that I didn't come across it, but yeah. Mm-hmm. What they're saying is she didn't want to leave California. She didn't want to leave her family. He didn't like being away from family and wanted to be back where he's from in Chicago. So
they just got a puppy. Who keeps the puppy, do you think?
They did. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Oh, there seems to be some sort of like, I've been getting into perusing Bachelor Reddit, and don't worry, I've been avoiding any of the spoiler posts, but I guess there's like adoption service that everyone from Bachelor Nation seems to be using.
Oh,
it's a little sketchy.
Really? The one that Caitlin used?
Yeah, because they say like, oh, they're rescuing them from like the dog meat industry of South Korea. But it's like, these are all purebred dogs?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they always get the exact breed that they want. Right? Like, Corgi, Rebecca, and
a golden retriever.
What did Kendall and Joe get?
A little wiener dog.
That is strange.
So some of the things I've been reading is that this company, and I can't even remember what it's called. Like, I'm not being shady by not saying it. It sounds like they're
Bunnies Buddies or something. I remember.
Yeah. So it sounds like maybe it's just like a scooch sketchy.
Too bad.
So
Yeah, I would say go to your local rescues.
Yeah.
Local rescues a lot of times are getting dogs from other areas, like from Mexico, the Caribbean, and they're like, yeah, they get volunteers to bring them, or, you know, I know, like, where I live, they're rescuing dogs from down south and bringing them, you know, so.
Yeah, we're, you know, in our area, we're getting dogs from Mexico too. I proudly got my cat from the shelter, but like, cats are really easy to get from the shelter, right? Like, it's just, you know, it's funny with like the difference between cats and dogs. Like, a lot of people want specific dogs, or cats, it's like, I like that one. It looks soft.
Right.
Come home with me, cat.
This one turned its head towards me when I walked in the room. Like, yeah. Yeah, that's too bad. So another thing I just saw from Kendall, so she has her own podcast, which doesn't seem like it has a huge following like some of the other ones.
I had no idea. Yeah.
But it's called Down to Date. And so she pairs up two people, and they just, it's smart in the sense that like, it's very low work on her part. She like puts two people in a room and like forces them to like ask questions to each other. And she'll even leave the room. I was to half an episode, but she had her latest episode. She had Jay from Survivor paired up with Ashley from Are You the One? Like early Are You the One? Like, I don't remember her, and I know I watched that season, but
yeah, weird. Ashley.
Yeah. But it had me thinking, I haven't actually shipped Jay and Kendall. Not that she's ready. But
that's a great call.
I think they had a little bit of chemistry.
Yeah.
Both free spirited.
He's going to be on the season of The Challenge.
Ooh.
So we'll see if he gets into any showmances there. But
right. Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Was there any other? Those are the big news stories. I'm sure we'll forget something. I don't think we covered it. So. Draft points. I think I'm hanging on to a lead. I'm really shocked because I'm not feeling super strong
about
my team.
And I didn't lose anyone.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, good for me. Didn't lose anyone for the first time.
I was happy that we got a rose ceremony at the end of the episode because I thought we weren't going to again.
Same.
So that was good. And then normally we'd have questions, but we didn't get the post out.
Earlier, I said that our brains work. That's a lie. My brain is broken.
We did watch 3 hours of The Bachelor.
Like, yeah, and my work schedule has just been a little wacky the last couple of weeks. And so, you know, I'm not working Mondays or Tuesdays. And so I just don't really go on my computer. And then I forget to post a question thread, which is what I did this week. I forgot. Sorry, everyone. And usually, like, Will or Justin will remind me, and neither of them reminded me. I wonder if they thought maybe we were waiting until after tomorrow's episode to record just like the whole week. But again, my work schedule is a little wacky, and we won't be able to record after next episode. So we will be like talking about both episodes next week. Anyway, if you want to guarantee your questions get read on the air, because again, my brain is broken, email us at bachelorhapup@gmail.com.
Yes, but I think we'll, between the Wednesday episode and next week's Monday episode, I have faith, Haley, that you'll get.
I'm gonna try. I might need a little reminder. Yeah. Somebody remind me.
Yes. So we'll answer all those questions in a supersized question segment next week. But we do have draft results. So very close with between me and Matt. I have 118 points. I lost three people. Have three people left. Matt has 108 in second place. Lost two people. Has four people left. Haley, you still hang on to your three people that you have.
Welcome
with 62 points. And yeah, so you have Victoria F. We didn't talk that much about Victoria F aside from her Cosmo thing, but how are you feeling about Victoria? You seem to have cute chemistry.
It's hard. I'm not good at separating outside stuff from inside stuff.
Right. We had trouble with that on Becca's season.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the two of them, it seems like I feel good about that she's around for a while.
Yes.
And you have Tammy and McKenna. Those two are a little stragglers, I think. But I have Kelsey. Again, I'm worried about her. He seems really taken with her, but I just think anytime there's a little too much
anything
around someone, it becomes a warning sign eventually. So I like that he didn't judge her for that, but I think it doesn't bode well. Sydney, he seems to really like her. I have her on my team. And Victoria P, who, again, he seems to really like her too, but I'm just kind of annoyed by her.
I only like Kelly and Natasha.
Yeah. So those are on Matt's team. And he has Madison, who has definitely faded into the background, and Hannah Ann, who surprisingly wasn't looped into the drama this week. So, yeah, those are our draft results. Did you get takes from Doug this week?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. Because Doug is better at this than I am. No, he doesn't. Amy and I will be making the following toast at your wedding from the Friends from the Internet table. Haley and Ethan, let us rip a cheers to your sons having hot moms or successful dads. Roll Tide. I could see that happening, actually.
Yeah.
I think they could have really spiced up the Peter apologizing to every woman in the house by playing a bit of an 80s montage music.
Ooh, yeah.
That'd been fun.
What's the one? On the Wings of Love. That was Jake's Pavelka's theme music, but it's like retro by this point.
It works. It works well here. Haley, would you rather participate in a photo shoot date that involves everyone trying to make out with the object of your affection or be in the house that Tammy will burn down when she's eliminated? Honestly, I think I would rather do the photo shoot. That doesn't even sound that bad to me. I like people taking nice pictures of me. I like being in waterfalls. I'm not as skinny as any of these women, so like I'd definitely be in a one piece. They would force me into a one piece for sure. And I'm not that jealous, so like I don't think I'd be that upset by him making out with other people. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, when it's a photo shoot, you can kind of make it like, well, it's like if someone's an actor or something, it's part of the role. Like we have to play into it.
Whatever. I don't care. I'm in Costa Rica for free.
Right.
What do I have to complain about? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Based on Peter's ongoing tendency to reward bad behavior, do you think it would actually be more advantageous for Kelsey to actually start popping pills for real?
Oh, no.
Probably not, because yeah. I don't think Kelsey's going to win, and there's no point in having that kind of effect on herself.
Right.
I watched the show for 3 hours and I only learned two things. I think Sydney is a bully. I would rather participate in the soul expansion ceremony in Costa Rican jungle hosted by a Spanish-speaking Jimi Hendrix lookalike than date most of these women. Yeah, so, you know, in Sydney's date, I think she had some interesting points about race relations in the southern United States. And we're pretty supportive of any race relations discussions on The Bachelor because the show is so whitewashed. So I'm glad that was being spoken about.
Yeah, it sounded really rough, her like high school experience, for sure.
So then there was a tweet that came out that, you know, she was in all these beauty pageants in school and like she was voted most popular or whatever. And I don't think that like some rumors that maybe she might have actually been a bully herself. We're not going to play into any of those because we don't know her experience and we can't say that she didn't. That wasn't part of her experience, like even if she was a beauty queen. So again, just listen to your friends of color about their experiences. I think they should just keep Kelly around as the voice of reason in Peter's life. She is the voice of everyone watching. Yeah, I think he should marry her if he's not stupid, which he might be.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna come around. He seemed resigned to like he came into the date with like, I don't want to keep making excuses for her. Almost like he was making excuses to the producers for keeping her around. It seems like the producers do not like her with the way they're editing her now. And there was even something that she said So he made it seem like, hey, you've fallen to the back. And she said something like, yeah, but I've said, like, can I talk to him? And the way she phrased it made it seem like she was asking for time with him. Like, she's, I just got the sense that she wasn't able to get the time with him. You know, we hear about how, mm-hmm. like, certain women are allowed to interrupt, certain women aren't. Because I know in the early seasons that we podcasted about, we're like, well, why don't these women just go interrupt too? Like, why aren't they talking to him if they, you know, want the time? And it seems like there's, you know, situations at play, you know, factors at play. Mm-hmm. So it seemed like he wanted to believe what she was saying that and take her at her word, but it also seems like he has this narrative in his head now that, like, I'm giving so much more to this. She's not giving enough back. She's not as committed to the process, the journey, or whatever, that it just seems like I don't see him doing a 180.
Yeah, like, would you want to spill your guts to a guy who is, like, almost encouraging the BS? Like, I get where she's coming from. I think she's correct.
Right. Yeah, totally.
And the last thing Doug has to say, after hearing that you and Amy once did an ad for another Bachelor podcast, I think you should reward yourselves by now bringing back fan favorites Clay and Connor to do an ad for people who might be on the fence about listening to your podcast. If you've made it this far, you already listened. You're already a fan of ours, but okay.
Sure.
Everybody, you should listen to the Bachelorette Rehab up because Haley and Amy, they know what they're talking about. And sometimes they have a little too much vocal fry, but you should just, like, look past it. They've been in a podcasting relationship for, like, a long time. So, like, I think they're ready to keep podcasting together outside of Mexico. So they're great. You should listen.
And Amy and Haley, like, they recognize me on the show. Like, they still remember that me and Clay were on the show and mention us occasionally. So I think that shows that they're really, their attention to detail. And I went out with Whitney, and Whitney's from Minnesota, and so is Amy. So, like, that's cool.
Your Connor kills me every single time.
I feel like it's getting a little weak, but
it's still so magical to me.
Connor, will he be back in Bachelor in Paradise? What's his status?
I think we look forward
to Bachelor in Paradise already. I know it's only February, but I think all these women are just, when I see the show now, it's like they're just Bachelor in Paradise now. Like, who's normal that's left besides Kelly, like, and Natasha? But Natasha's gonna be in Paradise too. Like,
she better be.
Yeah, and Kelly probably won't be.
No, because she is she has better things to do.
And then, like, will Joe and Kendall, like, will Joe be back? Because people loved him so much.
Ooh, interesting.
Like, is this timing, like, around, like, is it strategic? Like, I don't know. I have to think about that, but. Yeah, who knows? But yeah, there's always, like, these women who are pitted against each other, and they have these feuds. So it's like, yeah, Tammy and Kelsey are both going to be there, you know, if they don't end up with him, and Alea and Sydney, you know, whoever it is that doesn't end up with him, then there's just, like, these built-in rivalries. So
yeah,
who knows? Anyway, we can hope that Clay. Connor will be back, but we'll keep them alive. I appreciate Doug for not letting us forget. So did you have a good Super Bowl weekend? Did you watch the Super Bowl or Masked Singer?
Did I watch the Super Bowl? I got wine drunk and it was on the TV in the room I was in.
Yeah.
I stopped and put my glasses on so I could properly see J-Lo and Shakira. That's for sure.
That's good. Yeah, I was the type that was, like, waiting, like, okay, so when does the Masked Singer start exactly? Because I just want to watch the show afterwards, but you can't, like, go by the clock on it, you know?
Yeah.
It's 9:30-ish, but when is it really? DVR is not going to work because it thinks it's at a certain time. So, yeah. Well, that's where I was. Anyway, we Because we don't have questions, I'm a little thrown off, but we will get to them. Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @8strong_.
Yep.
And my blog, strongtakes.ca. Yes. Thanks for reminding me. Mm-hmm. By your pause.
Yeah. It's like, wait, this isn't how it normally goes.
Yeah, I was like, that's a little short. What's going on?
What am I missing? And you can find me at RHP Recapper on Twitter. Thanks for following along with us, and we will talk to you about the supersized episode next week. Bye.
Bye.